Good afternoon. Welcome to the Operation Conversation Podcast. And I know it's been a while. I know I say that every time I do a podcast. It's been a while. Life gets in the way. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's been a minute. You know I need to record more often because, you know, there's a lot of things on my mind and a lot of things that I want to express. You know, and I would just love to just get it out there for people to just take and, you know, use for themselves. And it's currently cold outside. Last I checked, it was like 2 degrees or something like that. Why do I live in Minnesota? I don't know. Kind of reminds me of the movie I was watching the other day called 30 Days of Night. And it's in Alaska. And he was saying we have the advantage because we live here and no one else can. So I just thought that was hilarious because it's basically the same thing here. But, you know, whatever. It's cold. But anyway, I would like to discuss today's topic of learning versus technology. I feel like technology has gotten in the way of us properly learning just the basics. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that they're using technology too much to their advantage of learning and not like learning the basics. So it's basically like walking before you able to crawl. And I feel like I see too many of those instances out here where it's like someone knows how to do something, you know, technology related, but they can't do, you know, write. So that's like an issue. Like you should be, everybody should be able to write and articulate a sentence. And I feel like technology is getting in the way as far as like us properly learning how to, you know, do basic things. And I know these schools are, they don't even teach in cursive anymore, which I don't understand why. Because I've seen some people's handwriting, young people, by the way, and they literally can't write. It's like I'm reading in hieroglyphics. So I feel like we just need to get back to the basics, pen and paper, pencil and paper, and properly teach people how to like write and learn instead of just having technology do it for them. And it's sad to say that it's probably going to be our downfall as a society if we just depend upon technology and not like learn for ourselves, you know. And I just feel like people need to seek out information rather than just have a machine do it for you. And, you know, I know growing up, I always took, you know, pride in seeking out information, learning new things, learning how to, you know, learning something new, learning something I didn't even know before. So I really loved it, you know. It kind of gave me a rush. I know I'm speaking for myself, but it really like gave me great satisfaction of like gaining new information and knowledge. And I feel like you have to instill that in, you know, your kids or, you know, children of today. You have to kind of instill it into them that they need to seek out information, you know, be teachable and be willing to learn. Doing my like my one of my core principles, and I just feel like it's not being taught. It's not, you know, being like executed at a high level because, you know, we have all this technology and it's getting in the way. And I feel like we shouldn't lean on it so much as we do. And I know it's easier to type something rather than to write something. I was just telling a coworker today about how difficult it is to write rather than to type, because when you write in, it's like you can mess up real easy. I know you have an eraser, but it's much easier to, you know, mess up because you don't have that spell check. You don't have spell check. You have to learn how to, you know, spell on your own. So you can easily make a grammar vacation versus like typing. It's like, oh, you type in the wrong word and the correct word just pops up right there. So, oh, there you go. So you don't even have to spend time on how to spell anything because it is literally doing it for you. And I feel like we need to learn how to write on paper before we learn how to type. But that was the natural progression, you know, of things when I was in school. Like, we learned how to write essays on paper, and then, you know, you transition to, you know, computer, Microsoft Word, or whatever. And they're literally skipping a step. It's like, how, as a society, how we just skip steps now? No, like, that's not cool. And I feel like we need to really start buckling down and really going back to the basics, you know, using pen and paper. I know it's going to take more time, but I feel like in the end, it'd be, you know, it'd be worth it. And it, you know, and it'd take, you know, great satisfaction of, you know, teaching these kids how to learn properly and how to like gain information, you know, the kind of the old way, you know. But I feel like people don't use technology as its purpose, as what it's intended to, because now it's like you have this whole machine in your hand with all this information, but people still don't know any, they don't know certain stuff. And I'm like, you have information in the palm of your hand, like, why are you using it? Versus when I was coming up, we didn't have this technology. I had to go to a library to get information. Like, I couldn't look down at my phone, oh, let me Google it. No, I couldn't do none of that. So we had to literally walk to the library and get, you know, books and encyclopedia and all this other stuff. So that's just crazy. How we come far as a society, but I feel like for us to really take a big step is for us to use both. Instead of like leaning towards one than the other, use both at our advantage. And I feel like, you know, that'd be a proper way to taking that next step. And it's up to all of us, educators, parents, mentors, for us to, you know, move, you know, push this thing forward and, you know, and hopefully change the trajectory of where we're going, because right now it's just not looking good. And I feel like we'd be better off learning both and getting both ends of the spectrum. So that's my little rant for today. You know, I know it's been a while. And, you know, it's been on my mind. You know, it's been in discussion for a while about how I feel, how us as a society has going and all this other stuff. And I feel like I just had to just, you know, get it off my chest and, you know, put it on a podcast. Well, hopefully I hear you guys' responses of what this episode was about, and, you know, give me some positive feedback. You know, let me know what you want me to talk about next. You know, feel free to hit the comment section and let me know. But until then, peace.